Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But let's get right to it, because I really want to share about Benjamin Netanyahu, because Prime Minister of Israel. He says that he is undeterred by Hamas's warning in talks on ending this Gaza war. Mm-hmm. And what happens is that as this war, you know, is stretched out and is prolonged, you're going to continue to see more anti-Semitic statements, more uprisings, more people mm-hmm. coming against the Jews. This is not a secret to us. I mean, right now it's popular in some places to be for Israel, but even after a while, you're going to see that popularity wane. And right now, Reuters is reporting that there's a temporary ceasefire. They're trying to negotiate this ceasefire to be permanent. But Hamas, Hamas has some conditions, which I find are quite interesting. one of their conditions is that the blockade that's been instituted by Israel be lifted. Understand that there's a blockade so that you don't bring weapons into your country. They say, Hamas says it's for, you know, resources and money and all that type of stuff. But hello.
Yeah, we see what they do with that.
Yeah, tunnels.
Kind of a good reason not to have weapons in it. Kind of
tunnels, and we saw what they stole, the cement and all the other type of stuff. I mean, at 32 tunnels at the price tag of $3 million, that's close to $100 million spent underground to do your enemy harm who gave you that piece of property. Interesting. Not invested back in the community or in their country or, you know, helping out. It's just crazy. But what's happening is they want that blockade lifted. Israel saying, no, never. The other thing they want is they want establishment of a seaport. No, never. That's not going to happen. Right. You know, because again, there's a flotilla allegedly coming somewhere from Turkey with humanitarian aid. And we know what happened the last time a flotilla came around Gaza. There was weapons in it. So no establishment to a seaport. And then the third one, this is interesting, the third one, they want an airport built. They want a reconstruction of their airport built back. And it's like, no, never. This is not going to happen. And they say this is part. All these have to be completed if they want any of the violence to be stopped.
And they're the ones like, causing the violence.
Hello. Wow. Isn't that crazy? Amazing. It's like you have this rebellious child going crazy saying, I want my allowance to be increased. I want to be able to take the car whenever I want to, long distance trips, and I want you to fill the gas too. It's like, what? No, this is not going to happen. Wow. And that's a light scenario. But these guys are terrorists. They're terrorists. They're waging war against Israel. And even some of the headlines today are still sympathetic towards Hamas. There's a difference between having compassion for the innocent Palestinian people. That is understandable because they're caught in the crossfire. But sympathy for Hamas, a terrorist organization who's been launching rockets into Israel since 2005, over 10,000 rockets, don't think so. When Pastor Dan Livingston of Transformation Church had a chance to go to Israel with 50 other pastors from around the nation to show their support and agreement there with Israel's campaign, they were told that this is what they've been trying to do from the very beginning. They've been trying to attack all these border areas like Ashkelon, Sherod, and we talked about that. He said most of those people have already left. They've abandoned in Israel. Wow. They've left their cities, and now they're misplaced and they're trying to find homes. There was a report that said from Bibi's cabinet that said, what do you do when Hamas is, you know, attacking people in Israel, the Israeli citizens, that they lose their homes and they have to be displaced? They said Israel will buy them another house.
Wow.
They will provide for them, you know, housing. It's just amazing what they're willing to do for their people.
Amazing.
You know, when the other thing that he said that was quite interesting, he said that when 1,000 Palestinian prisoners were exchanged for one Israeli soldier, mm-hmm. they asked him, you know, why would you do such a thing? That's, and he said, for us, an Israeli soldier has a tremendous value. Mm-hmm. When we will do that, you know, every time, basically. Because mm-hmm. it was a question, why would you do such a thing? It's like, no, we leave no one behind, yeah. basically.
Wow.
And so, you know, it's amazing the leadership that they have there. And I'm standing with Israel. I know many of you are too, and we are appreciative for that. But Israel does not need to shrink back or cave in or be pushed into, you know, having to make those type of decisions. I don't see right now any way out that this is going to end, because these concessions are not going to be made. Israel's mm-hmm. not going to cave in. They've made all kinds of statements for saying that, hey, we're not going to do that. And neither should they. And so we want to be able to continue to pray and be watchful that this comes to an end, and that no longer you're going to have Israelis attacked, hurt, and displaced because of a terrorist organization. I mean, right now, you're not hearing much about Hezbollah. Mm-hmm. You're not hearing much about Iran. I mean, everything's pretty quiet. Mm-hmm. But this can turn on a dime. And so we want to be able to not, you know, hold off of our prayer or mm-hmm. get lax, but we want to keep the focus on Israel. We want to keep praying, and we want to pray for the safety of Israel and its people.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.